With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. A new development plan for the Starland District of Savannah has cleared a key hurdle. The Savannah City Council yesterday approved the zoning changes to allow the Starland Village development. The plan calls for a mix of apartments, retail space, artist studios, and an event space in a former church. Some in the neighborhood have said the proposal is out of step with the rest of the area, among other concerns. But others say the district needs the investment. Starland Village is planned for a two-block stretch of Bull Street between 37th and 39th. Also yesterday, the City Council approved a plan to give some Savannah residents a discount on the city's new fire fee. The program allows property owners to pay less if they take fire safety measures like installing smoke detectors and practicing evacuation plans. Property owners can apply between April 15th and June 1st. The city says it expects to include the fire fee on September property bills. Before discounts, the fee is $256 for single-family residences. In a statement, the city says officials are still finalizing a hardship assistance program to help property owners with qualifying income pay the fire fee. And Savannah Law School is offering more details about its impending closure. In a statement, the board of directors says the school will cease operations over the next 5 years, not at the end of the spring semester, as was reported last week. Board Chair Richard Herzog says the school will not take in new students, but current students can continue their studies. Starting June 1st, classes will move to a new location on Hodgson Memorial Drive on Savannah's south side, instead of the current site near Forsyth Park. Students can also move to the Atlanta campus of John Marshall Law School, which operates the Savannah campus, or transfer to another law school. Herzog declined to comment on a lawsuit filed by a group of students over the closure. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.